Excuse both ways, either lay down or lie down.
Which would you say? Not thinking.
Lie down would be the most proper.
And someone that doesn't feel good might not get up in the morning. He might just stay there in bed all day.
Stay lying in bed.
You say he laid in bed all day? He laid in bed?
Some say that. Laid in bed.
Suppose you didn't sleep well one night and you saw all sorts of things, pink elephants and so forth. You'd say, I did what all night?
Either tossed or dreamed.
You might say, I dreamed I was falling, but before I hit the ground, I... What do you say a horse does when it's standing in its stall and sort of bumps the floor?
Falling.
You ever say it's stomping or stamping? You say pawing.
Pawing is the only thing that I've ever recalled of hearing or used.
What do you say a baby does when it goes across the floor on its stomach?
Crawls.
Suppose you get stuck in the snow, you say, let's everybody get out and get behind and do what?
Push.
And if that doesn't work, you have to go get a tractor.
Get a tractor or get a shovel. Shovel out.
If you got a tractor, you'd have to do what? You'd hitch it onto the front end.
Push or pull.
Uh-huh. Do you hear someone talking about carrying something heavy and they say they lugged it? Or they packed
it? Yes, I've heard it. Lugged or packed.
Uh-huh.
Or carried.
Suppose mother wants a knife that's in another part of the house. She might say to one of the children, go.
She wants what?
A knife that's in another part of the house. She say, go.
She say, go get me a knife.
You ever hear him say, fetch? Go fetch me a knife.
Not that I recall.
What do they call
these? Word to me.
What do they call these posts that stick up on a football field? You ever hear them say ghoul, or they say goal around here?
That's out of my line. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Suppose a boy, two boys have a ball. The one pitches it, and the other one
catches it.
And later you might ask, you say, well, which one did what? Which one catched it? Which one? You say catch it?
Which one caught it or which one threw it? Mm-hmm.
Suppose you're going somewhere with someone and you're not quite ready. You tell them to go on ahead and they say, no, I'll
follow you.
Well, if they don't want to go on ahead, they say they'll just stay there and do what?
Wait.
Wait for you or wait on you?
I'd say wait for you.
Suppose a boy has been bad. You say, well, I have a notion to do what to you?
Possibly spank you.
And he pleads for mercy. He says, don't spank me this time. I won't do it again. Give me
another chance.
Someone is always smiling. You say, he certainly seems to be in a good...
happy mood.
Or someone that's always telling jokes. You say he has a keen sense of...
of humor.
Suppose there's a peddler comes to your door and you say, well, excuse me a moment, it won't take me long to do what to him? To get...
show you my goods?
No, if you don't want to see the peddler, you're going to do what to him? Get rid of him? Get shut of him? You ever hear him say, I got shut of that peddler?
Oh, I've heard some people say I've had the door slammed on me.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's what you refer to or not.
Well, the housewife that doesn't want to see the peddler, she tries to do what? Get rid of him?
She tries to get rid of him. She